Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same. The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Peter here. Have you ever done something you regret and worried that it might come back to haunt you? Well, in today's story, from an 8-year-old named Alexandra from Virginia, that's exactly what happens to the main character. Her past catches up with her in the form of a big surprise. A big burrito surprise. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Alexandra. I'm 8 years old, and I live in Virginia. And this is my story, Burrito Surprise.
Time to wake up and get some breakfast. What should I make? Let's see. Cereal? Toast? Aha! I know. I'll make my famous signature dish, Burrito Surprise. I'll take one flour tortilla, throw it in the trash, then grab a bowl, because a Burrito Surprise is actually just a big old bowl of ice cream. Surprise! Anyway, one scoop vanilla, one scoop chocolate. Perfect! I'm so excited to eat this burrito surprise and not an actual burrito because I think actual burritos are disgusting! Blah! Ooh, gross! Anyway, now to eat my breakfast in my breakfast chair. Spinning my breakfast chair around and...
Hello!
There's something in my breakfast chair. It's a
Talking burrito!
Talk about a burrito surprise! Hey, Hulda, are you smiling in a sassy way?
Oh, I don't know. Am I? Smirk.
That's so sassy! Can I have my chair back? I need to start my day with this balanced, only dairy and sugar-based breakfast.
I despise ice cream. Also, no! I'm not moving until you promise to show burritos the respect they deserve. Otherwise, there's nothing you can do to move me.
You're right. There's clearly nothing I can do.
You can throw it!
What?
That random person that I'm choosing not to identify is right. I'll just throw you.
You wouldn't dare.
Get ready to fly, burrito.
No!
Ooh, sorry. Should open the window first.
Window!
Let's try that again.
No! You haven't heard the last of me! Wow, you can throw really far. You should consider baseball. Oh, look, it's the park.
And now that that's over, it's time to eat my delicious bowl of burrito surprise, free of consequence, as I'm sure I'll never see that burrito again! Again! What a daydream I just had about that time I threw a burrito out the window in a way that was completely free of consequence.
What's that, Mom?
Oh, nothing, honey. Now, before we enjoy our ice cream picnic here in the park, let's go over the rules.
I know the park rules, Mom.
No talking to strangers. No eating gum off the ground.
Shocked at how often I've had to say that one. And the final rule?
Don't touch any talking burritos.
Yes, Mom. It's not like that's ever going to happen anyway. Oh, look, a burrito on the ground.
What? Oh. How funny. We were just talking about...
I'm going to pick it up.
Wait, no.
Hello?
Ah, the other side of this burrito has a face?
Who are you?
A talking burrito?
Daughter, drop that wrap.
Well, look who it is. Your mother never told you about me, huh? She threw me out a window 2 years ago, before you were even born.
But I'm 10.
Oh. 12 years ago, then. I don't know. Burritos aren't good with dates.
Well, well, I must say you look surprisingly fresh for a 12-year-old burrito.
I'm full of preservatives. I've been lying here face down in the mud getting stepped on while people have their picnics, play with their frisbees, and eat their ice cream. Now it's time for my revenge.
Don't be silly. What's to stop me from just picking you up and throwing you again?
Because I have a surprise for you. A burrito surprise.
Hey, I copyrighted that term 9 years ago.
So sue me.
Huh? What's that noise?
Burritos will no longer be overshadowed by ice cream.
Mother, look! There are thousands of burritos rolling towards us!
Come to me, my fellow burritos! Come to me, and I shall become stronger! You awoke me, and now I have the power to rise!
All of those burritos came together so quickly and have formed one giant burrito!
Mother, what do we do?
We run.
No more ice cream!
It's heading for that ice cream shop. Someone should warn the folks inside.
Hello, welcome to the ice cream shop. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like one burrito surprise with extra ice cream.
Sure thing. Say, is that a 100-foot-tall monster burrito heading right towards this shop, showing no signs of stopping even as it approaches the door and doesn't seem to care that...
Ah! It smashed my store! Melted all my ice cream!
Mother, how are we gonna stop this burrito?
I don't know. Throwing it was sort of my only idea.
Maybe we should throw things at it.
We can help with that.
Who are you?
I'm a condiment wholesaler.
And I have a catapult.
Makes sense. Let's overload that burrito with fillings.
I'll load the catapult with a 10-gallon drum of hot sauce, guacamole, and sour cream. Ready!
Catapult fire!
Guacamole! Now I'm a burrito supreme!
We've only made it more delicious. Mom, what are we gonna do?
I know. That burrito despises ice cream. Let's launch all the melted ice cream at it from that smashed ice cream shop.
One step ahead of you, loading up the ice cream. Ready.
Catapult fire!
Ice cream? I despise ice cream.
Oh boy, that just made it even more mad. All right, I'm officially out of ideas. I don't know, maybe we should just accept our fate and let the burrito consume us? Unless anyone has any more ideas.
Spray it with water!
What? Random voice I chose not to identify all those years ago. Water, you say? Okay.
I've got a small glass of water right here.
Give me that.
Water? That's my one weakness! No!
The monster has been defeated! Mom, you saved the day!
Wow, I did it. I really did it!
With a little help from random...
But I also learned a valuable lesson today, daughter. To always listen to a burrito when it has something to say.
Because it might have a good point about the fact that ice cream is very unhealthy if you don't eat it in moderation?
What? No, because you never know when they'll come back as a giant monster.
Should we head back home? This gum has lost its taste.
Hey, don't you want to know who the random voice...
The end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery.
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Roll call.
Our first story comes to us from a 9-year-old from New York named Xavier. And Xavier's story is called The Cheese That Talks But Does Not Decide To.
Oh boy.
This story has so many incredible details. It is thrilling, action-packed, very funny. And for a story that features a cheese that talks but does not decide to talk, there's a surprising amount of cheese talking. That's all I'll say. You'll have to read the rest to find out more. Incredible job, Xavier. Up next, from a 6-year-old from Massachusetts named Audrey, we have Love, Love, or Pickles. Audrey's incredible story, complete with beautiful illustrations, is about a pickle who wonders if there's more to this food world than just food. Well, guess what, Pickles, there is. Love, my friends. Love, love. Will there be a giant battle as a result? Will food and love find a way to sort out their differences? Well, with love, anything's possible.
Also with pickles. Oh, I love pickles.
Incredible job, Audrey. Up next, from an 8-year-old from Washington named Nico, we have maybe one of the greatest titles of all time. This story is called Why You Don't Break the Fourth Wall in Tootville. I don't want to give too much away. I just want to read the beginning of this story for you. One day, two kids were super bored hanging out in their room. Their mom came in and said, "It's time to go to Tootville. We're going, and that is final." They went in the car and were on their way to Tootville. Mom said, "Here we are. Wake up. Welcome to Tootville." First, they looked at the spooky corner that had a note on it. The note said, "Never break the fourth wall in Tootville." The two kids said, "What could possibly go wrong?" To find out exactly what could possibly go wrong, you'll have to read the rest of the story yourself. Incredible stuff, Nico. And finally, from a 4-year-old from Ireland named Phoebe, we have a number skeleton. Phoebe's story begins, "He is loud. He ruins every house when he visits. He breaks everything." And break everything he certainly does. Why is he called a number skeleton? I don't even know, but for some reason, that makes him even scarier. After reading this story, I know I will never let the number skeleton into my house. I don't want it to be broken. Phoebe, thank you for the warning. An incredible story. Great job! To read all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kid stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Alexandra, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, McKenna Cox, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Burrito Surprise was adapted by Austin Sanders and features performances by Sarah Morgan Ashy, Ryan Chittipong, Dan Leahy, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Julia Schroeder, and Harry Wood. Woo! Oh boy, that story about that burrito and all that ice cream made me really, really hungry. Oh, look, there's a burrito here. That is a surprise. I wonder what's in it. I guess that'll be a surprise too. Oh, pinto beans. Oh, I wasn't expecting that. That's a surprise. Oh, look at that. Tofu. I like tofu. There's a bit of a surprise though. Yeah, what else is in there? Wow, broccoli. That's different. That's a surprise. Never seen broccoli in a burrito. Oh well. Gravy. Yeah, that is a surprise in a burrito, I suppose. Yeah. Oh, tuna fish salad. Okay. Okay, that is left field. Interesting mix. I still like it. Let me see what's next. I think there's a full Thanksgiving turkey in this burrito. That's why it was so heavy.
Surprising. Okay. Another bite. Italian ice. How is that possible? There's melted things in it. It's hot, but there's Italian ice, and that is a surprise. All right, what else is in here? Oh, yeah. That's a baby cactus. Oh, gazpacho. That's a bowl of soup in the burrito. The bowl is a surprise. The soup is delicious. I'm going to keep going. Wow, there's a piñata in here full of candy. Wow. The piñata part doesn't taste good, but the candy is delicious. I'm going to keep going. A Chicago deep dish pizza, a full one, in the burrito. How is this possible? I am surprised. I'm going to keep eating. I got a couple more bites. What? A 12-tiered wedding cake? Who is getting married? This is a surprise. Wow. One more bite. Ugh. That last bite was too salty. Ugh. That's a surprise.